You know her face, you know her name, and most of all, you know her warm, beautiful voice because you grew up listening to Nancy James, and she grew up singing for us. She's that rare bird, a Broadway-caliber entertainer who chose to make her living in her hometown for the most part, and to have it all, family and career. And tonight, Nancy James is my very special guest on Around Cincinnati. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. Nancy James, welcome.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you found time between singing and grandchildrening and to be here.
It's the babysitting that's killing me, Elaine.
Truly the most wonderful time of the year.
Amen.
Nancy James is literally the girl next door, born in Indiana, correct?
South Bend, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Went to CCM, mm-hmm. right up the street here, majored in musical theater. Nancy, are show tunes still your first love?
They really are. I love the Broadway, but also because I sang on the Bob Braun Show, I think that the Great American Songbook was something that became my little black dress that I had to throw on every day and really hone the skills of to present to our audience.
What is your favorite era of that Great American Songbook? Put you on the spot.
Yeah, I'm a Rosie lover, so I love that era, the Gershwins, the Porter tunes. The lyrics are just delicious, and the music, you just can't beat it.
I always say that those songs kind of sing themselves.
They do.
Right? They're just perfect.
Thank you, Lord. You make it so easy on us chick singers, you know?
Nancy James has a deep, deep connection to Christmas and the Christmas season and the Christmas music, beginning with, as you mentioned, Nancy, your days on the Bob Braun Show. Will you give us a quick reminder, because it's been a few years, maybe some people moved into town, what Christmas meant to Ruth Lyons, who was Bob Braun's predecessor on the daytime TV show, the show that was the 50-50 Club and then became the Bob Braun Show. What was Ruth Lyons' special connection to and devotion to Christmas?
Well, you know, she began the Ruth Lyons Children's Christmas Fund for her daughter, and every year on October the 4th, her birthday, we would kick off that fund and raise money that would go not only to Children's Hospital, but at that time, I believe we were in most every city that the show was in, and that would be Lexington, Louisville, Dayton, Indianapolis. It was a well-honed engine that ran. People loved the fund, they loved Ruth Lyons, and they loved her music. And because I'm of one of three that are remaining from that era, Rob Ryder and Colleen Sharp still in town, I feel that it's my duty to keep the legacy of her wonderful music going. So I always include her music in my show.
Ruth Lyons was such a pioneer. And so were you. I mean, you were really young and you were doing live television for 90 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
You really honed your chops out there in front of people. You were kind of fresh out of college when you got that gig, right?
He taught me everything I know. I had never held a microphone because I was a musical theater student, you know, so you just bellow it out when you're on the stage at CCM. But he taught me everything I know about eye contact. You know, and I said to him, I remember the first time I was doing the show and I said, how do I act? And he said, you don't. You are what you are and that's all you need to be because that's what people will see and that's all we want of you. And so that was easy. What you see is what you get.
Didn't have to research that character too much. Visiting with Nancy James tonight, and it is that season. We're coming up on Christmas time, and you're busy all year long, but especially at Christmas time. Two really, really exciting performances coming up. One is the Fitton Family Christmas. The other's happening right across the street from our studios on Thursday, the 7th of December. Happy Holidays. Tell me about that show, Nancy.
Happy Holidays with the Mighty Wurlitzer. That is an instrument that is an orchestra embodied in one little cabinet. I have never, ever performed with anything so versatile. And the gentlemen that play that organ are just so incredibly talented. It's an honor and a pleasure to learn that genre. I had never performed with the Mighty Wurlitzer before I did a concert about 18 months ago. When they closed for renovations at Music Hall, we were the last ones in the door, out the door, really. And what an exciting experience for the audience and, well, for me as a performer, for sure.
How huge is that sound in Music Hall?
Very, very big. It's in that big hall where a lot of wedding receptions take place. And so the audiences sit right there in the theater and they just, you know, soak it all in. And they see the dancers on stage and we get to perform, and there's video behind us, and very exciting.
talking about happy holidays with the Mighty Wurlitzer. So you mentioned dancers. Who will be dancing there?
The Cincinnati Ballet Academy, young women who are honing their skills and just a delight to see on stage. And of course, the gentleman that plays the organ is wonderful. I haven't worked with Walt yet. We have not rehearsed as yet, but the last time I was there, it was a great experience.
Two performances on Thursday, the 7th of December, 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. And you said Don Siekman with the Society for the Preservation of Music Hall is heavily involved with this program.
He was kind enough to ask me, and I readily accepted.
What sort of music will you be singing for Happy Holidays with the Mighty Wurlitzer?
I am going to be doing the Christmas waltz, starting off with that, and then do one of my favorite, Merry Christmas, Darling, is something that I always sang on the Braun Show that I adored. And Don asked me to sing the Christmas waltz, and I said, I will ask you a favor since you've asked me a favor. If I sing the Marion Spellman, and she was known for the Christmas waltz, if I sing her song, will you also allow me to sing Ruth Lyon's song? And that's Have a Merry, 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 Merry Christmas. So he said, yes, I will.
Well, that sounds like fun dancing, the Mighty Wurlitzer and the Mighty Nancy James, Petite But Strong, Thursday, December 7th at Music Hall. And then that brings us to the Fitton Family Christmas.
So much fun.
This is happening at the beautiful Fitton Center for the Arts in Hamilton. If you haven't been there, you should see this place. It's a beautiful performance hall, art gallery, just tucked away in Hamilton, Ohio, about a half hour up the road.
I feel like it's one of the best kept secrets of our greater Cincinnati area. You know, you go past the Pyramid Hill, which houses some beautiful exterior art that is one of a kind in this country. And then you make your way to the Greater Miami that's right there outside of the Fitton Center and placed right along that waterfront. And wow, that theater itself acoustically is magical. It's magical to sing in there. I love it. I go in with a band that is actually playing at Kings Island throughout the summer and even through the holiday season, the Halloween holiday season, the River City Big Band. And then I have three other singers that will be joining me. And then a little gal who will be doing the character of Elsa from Frozen and sing Let It Go. And of course, the big man himself will be making an appearance.
You mentioned the band you'll be performing with. Your musical director for this show is
Jeff
very
Smith.
Talented. Jeff Smith. Did you two write the show together?
I actually produced the show and asked him to write the arrangements. I had met him with the Ohio Metropolitan Pops Orchestra when I sang with them a few years ago at Miami University Hamilton branch. And an incredible, huge orchestra, strings and all, and voices and the like. We met there and have been working together ever since. An incredibly talented arranger and pianist. I love him.
Is this an annual event, the Fitton Family Christmas?
This is the second annual. And this year we're going to be doing something a little different. We're going to be bringing in a big screen so that I can show off my Ruth Lyon's roots. When I sing her music, Mr. Ashcraft, who had done the Ruth Lyon's documentary, was kind enough to put together a little 3-minute here and 3-minute there, the best of Ruth Lyon's. So she plays behind me as I sing her music, and it's very powerful to see the good old days, you know?
And of course, Nancy James doesn't mind showing video of 40 years ago because she's still a size 2 back then. It sounds really great, a nice way to connect sort of the past with the present and the future. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, December 8th, 9th, and 10th, 7:30 each night?
Yes, except on Sunday we'll be doing the matinee at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it gives a lot of people time to go to church, grab something to eat, and then have maybe an early dinner after the show. And it's wonderful for children. There'll be an opportunity for children to not only get their picture taken with Elsa and Santa, but also I'm going to invite them to come down on the stage and they'll be read to Twas the Night Before Christmas and a lot of things for the kids as well as the parents.
A Fitton Family Christmas on stage December 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Fitton Center for the Arts in Hamilton. And happy holidays with the Mighty Wurlitzer. Two shows on Thursday, December 7th at Music Hall. You can learn more about the performance schedule for both shows and ticket information through our website, wvxu.org. My guest has been Nancy James. Thank you so much for visiting, and Merry Christmas.
You too.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.